League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yesterday, I was in Columbia, Mississippi. Went by Brett Favre's house. Drove by Brett's place.
Did you?
Pretty nice place.
Was he out there cutting grass or anything?
Man, when he cuts grass, it's several tractors involved. But
what kind of place? He lives in town?
No, he lives outside of Hattiesburg on 98. I mean, he's got a gorgeous place.
Gorgeous place. What kind of fence?
He told me to tell you, hey.
What's it look like, though? Give me a visual.
I don't want everybody.
Brick wall? Privacy fence?
A really nice fence. Not a privacy fence, but a really nice fence.
Huh.
I mean, like brick pillars and... It was really nice.
Hmm.
Really nice. But he told me to tell you, hey, and he's coming over soon.
Well, he needs to come on.
Absolutely. But you're exactly right. I was coming up from Greenville up to Montgomery, man, and I said, goodness gracious, it's cloudy up towards Montgomery and Greenville. No, that was smoke.
It was smoke. It was.
Perfect day to burn. A lot of folks are doing it. You know, we're getting wiser and wiser, Rob. That just shows me more and more people are starting to take care of their land. They're understanding good management practices. And thanks to organizations like QDMA and people like Ted DeVos and Westervelt Lodge, and just we're learning more and more. But sometimes I think our legislature is going a little bit backwards.
Yeah, I probably so. I'd like to put a drip torch in their hands to see just how much I can get done.
You're not going to get them dirty. I can't see them going out there in those nice coats and ties and getting a little bit dirty. But you know what? They seem to think that, you know, why plant? Why take care of the land? Let's just dump corn.
Why do that? Why do that? You know, but Steve, today it's going to be high of about 72 degrees. It's going to be a south wind, 13 miles an hour. So people that are planning to do a little burning, they need to consider that and either back burn it north, light it north, let it go south. Or if you want to do a lightning burn, start it on the south line, let it just torch the whole place.
Yeah. Hey, well, tell them what they got to do before they do that burn, Rob.
Well, they got to call the Alabama Forestry Commission and get a burning permit. And you need your section, township, and range. You just can't call and say you live at 55 Cherrywood Drive. You've got to give them, you know, section, township, and range. And they'll give you either a 1, 2, or 3-day permit. And let it roll. Make sure you got your fire lanes in, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do it safely. Do it safely. Hey, let's go to line one to talk to Jerry Joe this morning. Good morning, Jerry Joe. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. It's nothing like getting your pressure up a little bit than starting a fire on a windy day, isn't it?
Yeah. I tell you, you got to have a lot of good help. And, you know, sometimes good help's hard to find.
It is. And you know, you're right. You know, doing a back burn or something, letting it burn a little slower. That certainly is the way to go most of the time. And instead of having a roaring fire go through there, because they can move pretty fast sometimes.
Well, Jerry Joe, there's one thing I want to tell everybody out here. If you've never burned before and you think your property needs burning or it needs some type of management practice, and you know as well as I do, they need to call Bach and DeVos. They need to call Ted and let him get out there and look at it, and he'll teach them and show them what to do. And as far as that goes, you know, it just improves your property so much.
Well, those guys, they get down to just a couple different degrees of humidity whether they burn or not. You know, it gets down to that. They really manipulate the fuel and the humidity with other moisture ground conditions. Because, you know, if you get a fire that's too hot, you can actually do some damage to your forest. But then on the flip side, if the fire's not hot enough, you know, it doesn't achieve your goals on trying to kill off that understory stuff. So it's a lot, you know, especially if the place hadn't been burned in a while and there's a lot of fuel out there, then you have to kind of be careful. If you've been burning it every 2 to 3 years and on a regular program, that is easier that way, you know, that kind of burn as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, a good prescribed burn is the oldest way to manage your property. I mean, you know, years ago, lightning fire would start and it would just go through the countryside, you know, maybe burn, you know, 30,000-40,000 acres back in the day. Thank goodness for tractors and fire lanes.
Turkey season coming up, and if you got a pine plantation that has just been burned, it's something about it, man. They just, those turkeys love it. So that's something to, you know, keep in the back of your mind getting ready for turkey season.
24 days, 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 25 seconds.
Right around the corner.
I like the way you're talking there, buddy.
Right around the corner. But I am doing a burn today before we get off the prescribed burn. So any Jerry, you or Steve, killer, I know you do a killer job, but I could use some help.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody speak up, please.
I'm heading to Mobile today. The Mobile Boat Show is going on today. It was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm actually packed up and fixing to head south for that for the next 2 days. And we're working a booth down there, and that's been a good event for us down there.
No doubt.
You know, Jerry, I went to a meeting in Birmingham this week. Tuesday night I was in Birmingham, and John Mayhall.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I meet somebody with National Land. National Land is everywhere. I mean, if you're trying to sell property, buy property, y'all are spread everywhere. You've got folks working for y'all everywhere, so the news gets spread. When you list a piece of property, it's not just listed in Central Alabama. It's all over. You got agents all over the Southeast.
We're now in actually 15 states. We go out as far as Nebraska, Iowa, you know, Texas, that area. And so we've really grown a lot. Of course, our market share with National Land is Alabama, Mississippi, and the panhandle of Florida. And you're right, we really have. We've got, close to 30 agents now scattered through that market share area. And I've got the miles on my poor old Jeep to prove it that we're everywhere, because that old Jeep of mine has been getting some miles put on it. So. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Well, if you get a chance, March 15th, I would like to look at about 1,000 acres. And you don't have to go with me, but if you'd like, you can. And 1,000 acres, March 15th, starting at about 5:30 in the morning. Just tell the property owner I'm going to cruise through there and just sort of walk it out and see if I like it or not.
I think I'm getting a little hustle getting on the air this morning.
Yeah. Well, but I'm sure you do run across pieces of property,
Jerry.
You know,
Jerry, I get this same call from Rob right around the beginning of deer season.
Oh, yeah, he likes to scout and check out properties also.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of properties, we just listed, if somebody's looking, you don't find a property like this very often. We listed 182 acres in Dallas County in an area called Molette Bend. It'd be on the other side of the river, in Dallas County, on the west side of the river. Great hunting area. This is 182 acres. It's got river frontage. It's got three sloughs that come up in it that are duck sloughs. They're little boggy, swampy areas that come up in it. It's got great timber. It's got a nice camp set up. It's got three nice mobile homes set up on it. They're all right together, and so everybody would have their own little, private camp area to go to. It's got barns on it. The timber's been managed. They've been on a regular burn program. Fabulous wildlife. I mean, it's hard to find property that size with river frontage and a great hunting area with good neighbors around it. So if somebody's looking for a really, really special property, that's a good one there.
That sounds like it. That's 182 acres.
Yep.
Steve, think about that.
I could go cruise it the morning of March 15th, being right there on the river. I wouldn't mind looking at it.
Check the fence lines.
I might be interested, but I need to carry my shotgun.
Case you see a snake.
Snakes, you know.
Case you see a snake. We could go down there and sing that song, Shall We Gather at the River.
I tell you what, I know the snakes are out because the turtles were on the logs. Please, Rob, please. The turtles were on the logs yesterday. Where I was at yesterday was 76 degrees.
Wow. Yep. It's this time of year in February, things finally start to green up just a little bit. You know, it's a time of year that wildlife is kind of starting to turn the curve for the winter, and they've gone through just about the worst possible, that end of January, beginning of February. So things are starting to green up a little bit. So our wildlife is starting to get a little stuff to nibble on again out there.
Yeah, thank goodness. You know, it's been a pretty mild winter up until mid-January about the 10th of February. It was pretty nice weather to go hunting.
And I think we're going to have another cold blast, maybe a couple more before it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, you can bet on it, yeah.
It'll come through like March 14th, and the 15th it'll be blowing 30 miles per hour. And
the snow on the ground.
In the 30s, yeah, sprinkling, dusting of snow. And I've been out there before in that, so that's pretty neat. I enjoy that.
Our turkey season last year wasn't a great one either. It didn't start out great. So.
It was so cold and wet at the beginning of March last year.
But whether it's great or bad, I'm just glad it's happening.
Are you?
I just want to see one more season.
Well, you just came out of deer season, Steve. That
doesn't
count
do
for
it
something.
For me. That doesn't do it for me.
Come on now, QDMA.
You're exactly right, Rob.
Steve, watch what you say.
I don't know. I better bite my tongue, huh, Jerry Joe?
Well, hey, all in moderation, man. It's all in moderation.
That's right.
I know. I get excessive, though, come March 15th. It just blows my mind. Heart starts racing again. What a wonderful time of the year. And see the seasons really change and see the greens starting. And just a gorgeous time to be out there and hear him gobble.
Yeah, it is. I do need my striker back from you.
I don't have.
Hey, now Steve, are y'all going to the with y'all's organization? Y'all going to the Birmingham the show they're having in Birmingham? I guess it's not this weekend, but next weekend, the Deer Breeders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the ADA, the Alabama Deer Association.
Yeah.
No, we won't be at that. But we'll probably be up there at the World Deer Expo in July.
Okay. So I know we're going to Birmingham next weekend for that show. It's a Friday and Saturday show.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, Jerry Joe, man, go out there and have a good day. Enjoy your trip down there at the boat show. If you want to buy a boat, I think you should, and Rob and I will help you take it out on the river. Right, Rob?
That's right.
Hey, you find your true friends when you buy a boat now, I tell you.
Well, Rob and I will be there every Saturday and Sunday.
Or a piece of property.
And we'll bring the refreshments.
Hey, at least I'm getting something out of the deal.
That's right.
Y'all are tough negotiators.
Yes, we are. We appreciate you calling this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, y'all have a good one. Keep it classy, guys.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jerry Joe Ingram, National Land Realty. If you're looking for land, you can't beat them, man. They're everywhere.
No doubt.
He's got the contacts.
Steve, got a big deal going on downtown today at the State House.
Yes, we do.
Tell everybody about that. 9 o'clock?
We got the Conservation Advisory Board meets today in Montgomery, February the 20th. That is today. And it's meeting at the Alabama State Capitol Auditorium. If you'd like to talk, I believe they'll give you 3 minutes, but it's limited to the number of talkers. You need to be there from 8 to 8:30 to register. And, you know, if you got some thoughts on your mind, if you want to speak your piece, now's the time. The advisory board is made up of 10 guys from across the state and, you know, sort of help make rules and regulations.
No doubt. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for. That's what we like to – that's what we enjoy doing. You know, if you've got an opinion on something, you want to have something changed, or you just want to let your voice be heard, you need to get down there this morning and get your memo into them so you can have a chance to speak. And they'll give you a couple minutes, you know. It's not so bad. And it's always a packed house, Steve.
That's,
I mean,
right.
you if you arrive late, you're bound to have to stand up in the back of the room in the corners. So, you know, I advise you get down there early, get you a seat, get comfortable, and enjoy the morning, see what's happening.
I'm sure the commissioner will be there, the director will be there, and, of course, Patrick Cagle, who's been on Cast a Blast Outdoors several times. He'll be down there. He is our advisory board member from this area. And so if you got something you'd like to get off your mind and talk about the outdoors, get down there at 8 o'clock and register and be ready to talk. I believe they start talking at 10, Rob.
Yeah, is it at 10? It's at 9. It starts at 9, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, excuse me. The meeting will begin promptly at 9.
Yeah.
So
we'll have, I'm
sure Rob and I are going to go down there as soon as the show's over because we want to know what's going on. Now, also this week, Rob, everybody's been interested in the baiting bill.
And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's been big. We are on Facebook, and we got 17,000 plus following us on Facebook.
Yeah, we do.
Cast a Blast Outdoors. And we've posted a few things about the baiting. Rob and I don't think we're in favor of it, are we, Rob?
I don't think we are. Uh-uh.
No.
I'm not.
And to be truthful, right now it's legal to deer hunt 100 yards and out of sight. And what they want to do is just go ahead and legalize it where you can hunt straight over it. You know, 100 yards and out of sight, I'm not too keen on that either for the simple fact there's a right way and a wrong way. And if you just let people do it, there's going to be a bunch of them doing it the wrong way. If it happens, you know, it went through the House Wednesday. Wednesday it went through the House.
Okay.
And it passed through the House, so now it's got to go to the Senate. And I'm not sure of all the legislature or how it gets into being a law. I know the governor can veto it. And it could die in the Senate, so I don't know if it's got steam or not. Rob, I know you've talked to some folks yesterday. What do they think? And I know they were against it. I'm not going to say who it was, but.
Yeah, it's a Senate Bill 62, what we're talking about, and it was I guess, brought up by Senators Whatley and Senator Dial. And, you know, it's something that it ought to concern every outdoorsman, you know. It's something like, you know, I know people are baiting illegally. I know we're not talking about supplemental feed. We're talking about bait and sitting on top of it, you know, 20, 30 yards away. You know, I'm not for all that, Steve. I'm old school. I think people need to get out there and look for bedding areas, look for the food source, you know, whatever they got to do. Set up your tree stands, but don't set it up based on a pile of corn or a pile of rice bran. That's just not hunting, Steve. I mean, that's shooting to me.
Well, it's going to become deer killing season. Not deer season, but deer killing. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence. There's a lot of states that have done it. And what we're doing.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. We'll be right back.